broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for February the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday's show. Wow, we had our guest on, Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com, doing such a phenomenal job. Now I'm calling him Dr. Honest Money is my nickname for Brian. He's doing such a great job. Dr. Honest Money, ladies and gentlemen, telling you the tale of truth everywhere he goes. We also had our Honest Money report about gold and silver and where we stand. We talked about Ron DeSantis says narrative. Trump rivalry is total bunk. They're great friends. Makes me more concerned about Ron DeSantis, by the way. Biden plans for taxpayer-funded crack pipes. You cool with that, folks? That's what you get in your government these days. In 2016, ladies and gentlemen, around $71 million in Bitcoin was stolen when an infamous cryptocurrency exchange was hacked, right? Now its value today is around $4.5 billion in a short 6 years. Feds seize mind-boggling sum after this massive hack. They say it's the largest funds ever seized in the DOJ history. I guess a couple committed the scandals. Federal law enforcement demonstrates once again that we can follow money through the, quote, blockchain, and that we will not allow cryptocurrency to be a safe haven for criminals. Wow. Yeah. It will not be a zone of lawlessness through our financial system, they claim. The first Bitcoin exchange, ladies and gentlemen, it's called MT Gox, if you will. It collapsed in 2014 after hackers breached its security systems and siphoned away $500 million at the time. Wow. Folks, I've been telling you right now that these cryptocurrencies are bogus. The government has absolute control of them. If you think it's decentralizing money, you're wrong. If you think it's a safe way to transact away from your government, you're wrong. If you think it can't be hacked, you're wrong. If you think it's transparent, you're wrong. I'm just telling you right now, there's no end to the mischief in these dishonest fiat, digital, or crypto financial systems. We finished the first hour by talking about broken heart syndrome. It's on the rise, especially by older women. And broken heart syndrome, what is it, ladies and gentlemen? They say triggered by physical or emotional stress. Broken heart syndrome causes the heart's chamber. It's the main pumping chamber to temporarily enlarge. And they say if you make it, then you'll, you know, if you make it through the first broken heart event, then you'll probably live. Otherwise, you might die. Serious stuff, ladies and gentlemen. But I compare that broken heart syndrome in science to Luke 21. Men's hearts failing them for fear. How to recover from a broken heart. We finished the first hour by discussing that. I have ideas, and it's biblical, and it's God, family, country focused, if that's not a surprise. Hour two, we had Larry Pratt with us, formerly with Gun Owners of America, discussing all things liberty. We talked about Canadian truckers win their first big victory as Alberta ends passports. We talked about the Department of Homeland Security dishonest, provocative bulletin warning trucker convoy could disrupt Super Bowl Sunday. Now, is that just a warning, or is that a, they're going to, what, infiltrate the truckers just like they did January 6th with agent provocateurs to turn peaceful assemblies into violent riots and then blame it on the conservatives, blame it on those who want to oppose government? The convoy, they say, will potentially begin in California as early as mid-February and arrive in Washington, D.C. as late as mid-March. They say it might even disrupt the State of the Union address in D.C. on March 1st. Ladies and gentlemen, they also then admit later in the story there's no sign of any credible threat. So why are we having a memo released? Why are we having this provocateur agenda by our government? The Department of Homeland Security was created by Republicans. Remember that. U.S. truckers slam Facebook for removing a page organizing the D.C. convoy. Censorship at its finest, they say, against vaccine mandates. Gravely concerning, they say there's a call for a hearing for congressional police that have now entered a congressman's office. Felonious behavior. Congressman also catches Biden admin opening the congressman's email. The Democrats are spying on political opponents now. WND.com. The new claim from U.S. Rep. Louis Gohmert appears to take this to an entirely new and illegal level. There's an announcement. His mail is being broken into without authority. Criminals everywhere. Daniel Horowitz says the Department of Homeland Security coming dangerously close to criminalizing First Amendment and political beliefs. Amen to that. On Monday, the Department of Homeland Security posted its, quote, latest national terrorist advisory system bulletin, the number one domestic terrorism threat, according to the government, is ordinary people who hold different views on election security policies and views against government on COVID. The CDC, believe it or not, signaling changes to COVID-19 vaccine schedules. Why? Well, in part to address the heart inflammation problems that people are having. Again, your government forcing vaccines that are absolutely criminal bioweapons, ladies and gentlemen. Write that down. Remember who's telling you the truth. Dr. Pierre Corey doubles down. COVID-19 is highly treatable, writes Joseph Mercola. Two doctors telling the truth. Truth tellers. Your government's trying to shut them down at every turn. It seems like our government more and more and more and more is just like the communist nation of China. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Sam Bushman. That's a recap of yesterday's show. News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now, and Chris Carlson joins me. Welcome back, my dear friend.
Thank you, Sam. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight against godless communism. Lieutenant Carlson, reporting for duty, sir.
Amen to that. And I'll tell you what, I mentioned right before we had you jump on that, you know what, America is looking more and more and more like the communist nation of China. And we're fixing to tell you how. The guide for the discussion today, if you will, is an incredible book. It's called Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich. Peter Schweitzer, doing a great job. Believe it or not, Red Handed topped the New York Times bestseller list February the 3rd, 2022. Listen, hard-hitting, investigative, expose on the relationship between the Communist Chinese Party and American elites, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious. Hard-hitting investigative expose on the relationship between the CCP, or Chinese Communist Party, and the American elite, ladies and gentlemen. Red-handed lands itself on the number one slot for the New York Times best-selling nonfiction books, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, you got to start there and say, you know what? Peter nails this with all kinds of information, examples, anecdotes that really, well, it becomes a national security crisis of epic proportions. Let's start there, Chris.
Yeah, and if I could just make one statement, yeah, and there's a lot of information in this book. I wish we had 12 hours to cover it. We will just barely scratch the surface today. But one quote that I would like to read off, right offhand, is a quote in the book under the category of Hunter Biden and his shenanigan dealings with the Communist Chinese Party. And it is a quote from his father, Resident Biden. I won't call him president. We'll just refer to him as Resident Biden. He's merely residing in the White House. He said, "A rising China is a positive. Positive development, not only for China, but for America and the world writ large." Now, that was a statement made by presumably the most powerful individual in the world, in the free world, Sam. Why would he go off saying something like that? I diametrically disagree with that statement, but he has 31 million reasons to make such a statement. Then that's the estimated amount of money that he, through the instrumentality of his lawyer son, Hunter Biden, was able to get from the Communist Chinese Party through what I would call influence peddling. And but I don't know how Hunter Biden was able to gain so much access to the Communist Chinese Party, considering the fact that I don't think throughout his father's entire vice presidential 8 years of being vice president, I don't think Hunter Biden had an official position in the Obama administration. Unless I'm mistaken, Sam, do you remember him ever being called to be the Secretary of State or to be an
ambassador? No, he never had
China?
Any position, and that's why I always submit that getting elected or somehow putting you in positions in government doesn't help you. When they build the shadow government, it's better not to have a position. Now, Peter Schweitzer literally explains the summation of our whole discussion today like this. You ready? The hazard of a Chinese businessman with close ties to the top ranks of Beijing's spy agency conducting financial transactions with the son of the U.S. vice president cannot be overstated. How this did not set up alarm bells at the national security level, ethics alarm bells and more in Washington, is a mystery in and of itself. Sam and Chris, back in seconds on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you got the top people in the communist Chinese government literally in bed with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. It is insane. Red-handed. How American Elites Get Rich. Peter Schweitzer. It's on the New York Times bestseller list. It is shocking in the details. It's a beyond good read, I'll tell you that right now. But we're talking about the hazard of a Chinese businessman at the top of military and everything else in bed with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. It's all through Hunter, but Joe's fingerprints are all over it. And right before the pause, Chris Carlson wisely asked, hey, if Hunter wasn't even in government, how does he have so much access to both the American government and the Chinese government, Chris?
Yeah, and how is it that, Sam, that he was able to arrange a meeting between the vice president and 30 Chinese communist officials? In April of 2011, during his father's vice presidency, Hunter Biden traveled to Taiwan and mainland China. In China, he met with a man dubbed the super chairman. And his name was Chay Fang. Chay Fang, who was a business tycoon with ties to Chinese intelligence, and that should send off alarm bells, would become a major player between Hunter and Beijing. One of those connections to Chinese state security was his business partner, Ma Jing. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce these Chinese names very well. The vice minister of state security. So another connection to what Peter Schweitzer characterizes as China's KGB. In Ma Jing, this shadowy KGB figure also had six mistresses. And I mention that just because you have to understand the nature of these human beings. They look at their subjects, and I say that advisedly, because they look at their subjects as being commodities. So it comes to me as no surprise that these high echelon Communist Party officials would have six mistresses, because they don't look at their people as being human beings on an equal plane with them. They look at their subjects as being commodities to be exploited.
And that's the communist way, though, that men and male and female are not really supposed to get together and love one another and have mutual respect and have a godly ordained marriage. Male and female are really together to have sex for pleasure and to make babies for the regime. Let's be very clear about the communist way of sex, Chris.
Well, yeah, and if you consider the fact that, over the years of the one-child policy, if you had a second child, you were forced to go out and get an abortion. You know, so the sanctity of life in China is something that is very foreign to them. And it has been ever since they have fallen under communist rule under Chairman Mao Zedong during the 1949 Chinese Communist Revolution. So, and I don't really want to get too far into detail with all these connections, with all these shadowy communist party figures that Hunter cultivated relationships with. And ultimately, he was able to get meetings with high-level Obama administration figures from members of the Communist Chinese Party. And I don't think we can overemphasize the fact that Hunter Biden had no official position in the Obama administration, yet he was able to wield such influence and such power in bringing together the free world with the Chinese Communist Party in a way that earned him and his family, including his uncle and his father, according to Peter Schweitzer, an estimated $31 million is what they were able to garner from his legal services, and I put that in quotes, during Joe Biden's vice presidency. And I don't know if you want to go into it. There are other figures like Henry Zhao, the chairman of the Harvest
Fund.
But
what I do want to spend a little bit of time on, so people understand, you ask a wise question, Chris. How did Hunter get so high up in influence with regards to the United States government? And the answer is because his father was the vice president, number one. You say, well, then how did he get such high relationships with the communist Chinese? And we have not connected the dots to this yet, but I'm going to really go out on a limb here, but I don't think it's going very far. And I'm going to basically say this. Barack Obama, his father is most likely Frank Marshall Davis, who is a well-known communist who back in the 60s had relationships with the communism, with communists and the United States. Okay, and they were working on bringing communism in back in the day. The John Birch Society warned about communists infiltrating our government back in the 50s and 60s. And this was an example where, everybody else just said, oh, those are crazy scare tactics. The John Birch Society is nuts. This isn't true. But the reality is, so when you have Barack Obama flat out mentored communist by his father, Frank Marshall Davis, and then when you literally have Joe Biden with Barack, and then you have Hunter Biden, attorney, doing the bidding off government payrolls and off government watchdog purview, if you will, you have a recipe to be tied directly into the communists off record. That's what was done. That's why they did it. That's how they did it. It's not just Joe. But when you have the vice president, Joe Biden, and the president, Barack Hussein Obama, you've got a direct tie to the communists. And now all you got to do is have a lawyer-trained son that's off the record to carry the ball. Anyway, that's the connecting the dots that others don't really talk about. But that's a reality check to seriously, seriously understand and consider. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. You know, and out of the scope of accountability as well, with skeletons in his closet that he would just prefer not be divulged to the general public, which is a perfect recipe for corruption and influence peddling. I would like to talk about a quote that Nancy Pelosi made just prior to the Beijing
Olympics. Before we get to Nancy Pelosi, though, I just want to tell you about Hunter a little bit more. Hunter Biden, believe it or not, tried to strike an exceedingly lucrative forever business deal with a state-owned Chinese energy company that's been since sanctioned by the United States over its ties to the Chinese military. That's according to the latest emails unearthed from Hunter's infamous laptop, ladies and gentlemen. And Hunter Biden tried to broker this energy deal with China's state-owned oil company. All right? The oil deal, believe it or not, involved one of Hunter's partners by the name of Devin Archer. And we can't go through all of it because a lot of the names we can't pronounce, and a lot of it becomes very convoluted. But look, bottom line is Hunter and Devin were the off-record connections for Barack and Joe to literally get in bed with the communist Chinese, all for filthy lucre. But I submit to you, beyond filthy lucre, national security is at stake. Now, I mentioned that it is the tie that Hunter has to Joe. It's the tie that Barack has to the communists. But it's also a tie that the executive branch has with the legislative branch. Now it's time for Nancy Pelosi, Chris.
Nancy Pelosi, good old Nancy. She issued a warning just before the Beijing Olympics. And there's a lot to unpack here. She said, as I wish the athletes well, I do not encourage them to speak out against the Chinese government there because I fear for their safety if they do. Naturally, my suspicious mind wondered whether or not Nancy Pelosi was really fearing for the safety of the athletes, or, Sam, is it possible that she is fearing more for the safety of the Communist Chinese Party in China? I would suggest it's the latter. I would suggest that her concerns are more in line with those of the brutal dictatorial communist regime in China than it would be for the athletes. And I say that because if she really were concerned about our relationship with China and the safety of our citizens, why isn't it that she's not invoking Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution? The part that says that Congress shall have power to regulate commerce with foreign nations. So throughout the entire period of communist rule in China, our relationship with China, especially lately, especially after President Nixon cultivated greater relations, has been open trade, free trade. Why is it that we are conducting free trade with an openly brutal dictatorial regime that denies every semblance of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom, you know, the protection of life, liberty, and property in general? Why are we cultivating a trade relationship with such a country in the first place, when Nancy Pelosi, being the Speaker of the House, has the power to cut that trade off? Which I know may sound like a radical idea, Sam, but I'm in favor of it. Why are we?
Only a radical idea because we've nurtured those relations and dishonestly manipulated people into believing that those relationships are absolutely necessary for the very survival of the United States. We've been indoctrinated in that for so long, the American people can't see straight. That's the only reason it sounds like a radical idea. The fact is, it's a serious, legitimate concern, a national security crisis, but you've got treasonous traitors at the top of our government in bed with the communist Chinese, without a doubt, at almost every level. We'll talk about it more in seconds on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The shutdown of a vital trade route between Canada and the United States by freedom truckers protesting Canada's vaccine mandate has closed a Ford plant in Detroit because they can't get the imported parts over a bridge. Instead of negotiating with truckers, leaders are now throwing their weight around. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer said in a statement Thursday, and she called on Canadian officials to take all necessary and appropriate steps to immediately and safely reopen traffic. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
The people of Ottawa don't deserve to be harassed in their own neighborhoods.
It should be noted, if Canada simply ended the vaccine mandate, the Freedom Convoy would be heading on down the road. Texas Health and Human Services is reporting the number of abortions performed in Texas fell by 60% in the first month after the heartbeat abortion law went into effect. Senate Bill 8 prohibits nearly all abortions as soon as a heartbeat is detected. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Who's handling timesheets now?
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's more on the Bob Saget death last month.
New information is out on the death of Full House star Bob Saget. His family confirms he had a brain bleed after accidentally hitting the back of his head. They believe he didn't realize his injury and died in his sleep at a Florida hotel last month. As far as just how common these brain bleeds are, ABC News chief medical contributor Dr. Jill Ashton tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Well, we have to do some mini med school here and look at the anatomy of the brain. There's blood vessels there. This is a very unforgiving organ for trauma, but it's a closed space. You have the hard skull, you have the soft brain, and in between that, a little bit of bleeding can cause compression on the brain and in some cases can be fatal. So is this something that is common? No, but can it happen? Yes, it can.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. We are USA Radio News.
Nancy Pelosi, ladies and gentlemen, is gatekeeper for the communist Chinese oppression. Okay, here's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. And I interviewed Josh Phillip from the Epoch Times. And he basically said, you know what? Every element of our society is infiltrated by the communist Chinese regime. And when you have interviews like that from people from the Epoch Times, you begin to understand just how the connections work. So now you got the Chinese in bed with not only the executive branch, via the president and vice president, and Hunter Biden, etc., but you've literally got Nancy Pelosi and others involved at the congressional level as well. This is serious, serious business. But we haven't even begun to explore the connections, have we, Chris?
Oh, there's so many, Sam. How much time do we have today? We only have an hour for the show, but there's just so much that Congress could do that they're failing to do. And they're failing the American people, and guess who else they're failing? They're failing the Chinese people. To the degree that we uphold and genuflect to the Chinese Communist Party, to the same degree, we basically put our stamp of approval on what's going on over in China. And what's going on over in China, you will not hear about on Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC, the usual suspects. They don't want you to know what they're doing to the Uyghurs in Xinjiang province. They're literally massacring them and putting them in concentration camps. The whole province is basically an open-air concentration camp. The same thing that happened in Germany under Nazis, Adolf Hitler, is happening today in China. Yet the news refuses to report. Well, they do. They give lip service here and there. I will admit that. But if we were able to see those images when we turn on our TVs at night and watch the nightly news, I think our attitudes about China would be quite different. I don't think our athletes would be there, for example. I mean, why are we giving respect and legitimacy to a government that's holding the... Why would we even agree to go over to a communist nation and make it look legitimate by sending our athletes over to compete? It doesn't make any sense to me. If we knew the gravity of the situation and how closely it resembles, like I said, what happened in Nazi Germany during the 1940s. You know, we always use the word Nazi to characterize Americans who we disagree with, yet they're actually perpetrating Nazi-like atrocities today in communist China, and we turn a blind eye to it. Not only that, we send people like Eileen Gu over, who is an American citizen. Now, this was on mainstream media. I don't know if members of your audience got this. So Eileen Gu is an American-born Olympian who won gold in the freestyle skiing competition in the Beijing Olympics. But the only thing wrong with this, she wasn't representing America. Now, how could that be? She was representing China, Sam. But she's an American citizen. How does this work? So her mother is apparently Chinese, but Gu is an American citizen, born and raised in California. She decided to represent China in the Olympics after being offered over, and I don't know how much money she was offered. It was in the millions. And she also has sponsors, Victoria's Secrets, Louis Vuitton, Red Bull, and a whole host of other sponsors who are going along with this charade, which is an obvious publicity stunt to promote the Chinese government. And I think it's a publicity stunt to promote globalism. Now, have you seen the video? Have you read anything?
Here's the audio from the video, ladies and gentlemen. You can listen to this for yourself. This expose is done quite well. It's On Balance that does this or whatever. Pretty mainstream press news source, but they dig in pretty good and do a good job. Here's the audio. Let's see if we can
We'd like to introduce you to the American Olympic hero who you have never heard of, Eileen Gu. Won gold in the freestyle skier competition. Ordinarily, this would not be news, except Gu, an American, won gold for Team China. Ask yourself, how is that possible? Well, she was born in the United States, educated in California, is an American citizen, but has a Chinese mother. And the communists came calling a few years ago with big bucks. An accomplished skier, they offered to turn Gu into a national celebrity. In fact, her win, quote, broke the internet in China. CNN Beijing reporter Jesse Jung dutifully followed the Politburo's reporting standards. Eileen Gu fans temporarily crashed China's leading social media platform on Tuesday as tens of millions rushed online to celebrate the teenage free ski sensation winning her first gold medal of the Beijing Olympics. Congratulations. And the endorsement dollars are raining down at a rate even exceeding the fake snow blown for the 2022 games. More on the fake snow a little later in the show. Gu models for Louis Vuitton, Tiffany, and is sponsored by Antisports, among a number of other brands you see there. Anta is the Chinese equivalent of Nike. Let's be honest. Multi-million dollar deals and IMG modeling contracts are not typically available for even accomplished X Games skiers in America. But in China, they are gold. In more ways than one. Back to CNN's reporting. Known as the Snow Princess among her Chinese fans, Gu, already reigning world champion, has become the unofficial face of China's Olympic ambition and saw her popularity skyrocket in the lead up to the games. Here is how she explains it.
I definitely feel as though I am just as American as I am Chinese. I'm American when I'm in the US and I'm Chinese when I'm in China.
That's convenient and might work if she wanted to compete for, say, Norway. When in America, I'm American. When in Norway, I'm Norwegian. Fine. But China? Really? A country perpetuating the greatest genocide since World War II? A country actively harassing and confronting the U.S. Navy on the high seas? A country adding hundreds of nuclear missiles to its air force? I could go on. The American military considers China and its goose-stepping army enemy number one. Gu chose money and fame over America. Fine, that's her choice. But there is one sticky situation. Remember, she was born in the U.S. and is an American citizen. The Chinese don't recognize dual citizenship. After all, dual citizenship makes it harder to imprison and torture people when they get out of line. If someone's only Chinese, there's no consular visits or angry foreign governments to deal with a dual citizen. So to compete for China, she would need Chinese citizenship and have to give up her American citizenship. Great. Good riddance. Except that is likely not what happened. After Gu's gold, reporters repeatedly pressed her about the citizenship issue. Her response was an answer to a question, just not the question asked or even close to it. She evaded time and time and time again, talking about how she wants to bring people together through skiing. The evasion speaks volumes. Evidently, she's heading to Stanford this year for school. So let's review. Born in America to an American parent, chooses to cash in wearing the Chinese flag, competing for China against the United States, makes a ton of money, and then comes back to live in America as an American. Treason's a strong word, but when did it become okay to cavort with America's enemies? Remember Jane Fonda and her visit to Vietnam? It was shameful. Her nickname became Hanoi Jane. Is there any difference between Gu embracing the Chinese and their genocide? Sure. American troops aren't captive right now in China. But Fonda didn't make millions off her trip. Call it a draw. Perhaps we should nickname Elaine Gu Beijing Elaine. Is that fitting? In China, there is little difference between the People's Liberation Army and the Chinese Communist Party. And Gu, and guess who runs the Chinese Olympic team? Chinese Communist Party. They are all one big genocide-committing, human rights-abusing happy family. How about the proof of that? Well, this is from China's official media source. Just days before the games, over 100 members of the team headed to Tiananmen Square. Here's the video. Symbolic for so many reasons. Here was what they were chanting. This is from the Hill, our sister publication. For the motherland, charge, charge, charge. Always fight for first place and never give up. And victory to China. Sources on the ground for the Hill say they also chanted, throw caution to the wind to repay the leader, Xi Jinping, and follow the general secretary, Xi Jinping, and move together to the future. There's no indication Gu attended the Tiananmen Square rally, but those are her teammates, her countrymen. They have to chant this stuff or risk death. Gu chose to compete for China to chase a pile of cash. Remember, once again, how she views the situation.
I definitely feel as though I am just as American as I am Chinese. I'm American when I'm in the U.S., and I'm Chinese when I'm in China.
Part of being an American is American values.
Ladies and gentlemen, American values are gone when it comes to the elite in America and the elite in China. Okay, the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, you have globalism led by global elites that the rules do not apply to. This Elaine Gu, an American-born Olympian who won gold in the freestyle skiing competition in the Beijing Olympics, is not representing the United States, where she grew up. She represents the communist nation of China. How does that happen? We'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Dad, can you make him stop?
Honey, he needs to practice.
He's been at it an hour.
Well, just trying to be patient.
Dad, it sounds like a cat calling for help or something.
Worse, a basement full of cats.
Yeah.
You know, hon, it is a little hard on the ears.
Not you, too.
Well, maybe we can all play a game. Andrew, do you want to play a board game? How about we watch a video? Hide and seek? Oh, I don't know. I give up.
Maybe we could all just sneak out of the house.
Honey, he's 9 years old. We can't leave him home alone.
Man.
We can make him practice with a sock.
Well, I guess we'll have to get some ice cream.
Did I hear someone say ice cream?
Family. Isn't it about time?
Oh, I see the practice hasn't hurt your ears.
Well, I'm a serious musician.
Funny that you never seem to get better on that thing.
Works every time.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hey, where'd all these cats come from?
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have taken Peter Schweitzer's book, Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich, and we're talking about how these elites, these globalists, really, they don't have a loyalty to a country at all. They have a loyalty to communism and globalism, and that exceeds everything else. We've talked about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the Biden connection, Barack Obama, his connections, Nancy Pelosi and her connections. Yeah, we've talked about Eileen Gu and her skiing weird scenario. She grew up in America but skis for the Communist Nation of China in the Olympics. And then she comes back to Stanford University and what? She's an American college student? What the heck is going on, ladies and gentlemen? But now you got Microsoft on China. Bill Gates has quite the fondness for the communist Chinese as well, Chris.
Yeah, and so President Biden is not the only high-profile figure extolling the virtues of China. As you said, Bill Gates thinks a lot of the leader of the unfree world, Xi Jinping. In fact, this quote, and I'll just read the last part of it because that's really telling enough. He said, now he is involved, referring to Xi Jinping, in the committee that are looking, and that's not my grammatical error there, that's his, looking at this problem and that problem. He's quite amazing that he's able, this is his mistake. He's quite amazing that he's able to contribute in a number of ways. So, Bill Gates loves him. Well, Bill Gates has made literally billions of dollars off of the Chinese economy, which he has helped to boost as far as his company, Microsoft, is concerned. And I'll just give you a list of some of the business deals that he has cultivated with China. So Bill Gates helped develop a blogging software for China called MSN Spaces. Did you remember that at all? I'm sure that's obsolete technology by
now. I'm familiar with it. It's obsolete technology, but I didn't really recognize it at the time, but I'm familiar with it now. But I've never used the software or anything because it was really meant for the Chinese market.
Yeah, it was geared to the Chinese market, and it was geared for censorship. So words like democracy, human rights, freedom of expression, Tibet independence, etc., would be censored with this software so that you could blog on the Chinese internet, and you wouldn't be able to bring up those terms or discuss those terms, okay? Bill Gates was listed, listen to this, Sam. He was listed on... this is a publication in China, People's Daily Online, an online publication. He was one of the 50 foreigners shaping China's modern development. And he was up there with people like Karl Marx, Charles Darwin, and Joseph Stalin. You know, some of the heroes of the Chinese Communist Party. He was also head of Microsoft when they set up an AI research lab in China, in a Chinese military university. So there, he's helping out the Chinese military be able to defeat countries like the United States of America. He also allowed the People's Liberation Army to listen in on Skype conversations for possible subversive communication. And it just goes on. I don't need to list them all. He invested in a...
Well, and now we know Bill Gates and the ties to his vaccinations around the world and to his promotion of abortion and to his, again, Bill Gates and all kinds of scandals relating to sex with him, too. Again, all these communists have these strange love affairs that aren't love at all. They're merely... trysts with whoever. And Microsoft on China, Bill Gates has a fondness for the communist Chinese. They love the Chinese leadership. And they talked about how impressive these communist leaders are and how hard they work. And they go on and on and on. They say now he's involved in the committees that solve problems. It's amazing how these communist Chinese people can contribute in these different ways. And they go on and on and on. Hunter does the same. Joe does the same. Nancy does the same. Barack does the same. Bill Gates does the same. But we got to talk about the Peng Shuai incident. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. So this is a recent one. And even the mainstream media, Sam, interestingly enough, has kind of sensed the foul play nature of this whole incident. So Peng Shuai, I hope I'm pronouncing that accurately, posted on Weibo some wording which was widely understood as accusing a retired vice premier named Zhang Gaoli of forcing himself on her 3 years prior to the incident or to the post. So basically, she thought she had the freedom of speech to express something that apparently happened a few years ago that was akin to sexual violations.
Yeah, where's the Me Too movement when you need them, huh?
There you go. But interestingly enough, she recanted what she said. She said, was it all a big misunderstanding? And he didn't do what she claimed. And maybe it was due to a misinterpretation of the Chinese language. So maybe that's what it was. The Western media was just misinterpreting.
Yeah, because sexual harassment doesn't transcend language, does it, ladies and gentlemen? Anyway, the bottom line is it's another sexual manipulated tryst. It's where these leaders basically get away with all kinds of anything they want to do anywhere. They're lawless thugs. And this really ties us to the fact that communism is merely a gateway drug to globalism, Chris.
This is important to understand. So people think that that globalists are pushing communism for the sake of ideology. The globalists are not ideological in nature, Sam. What I mean by that is they really are not concerned about any particular political system or another. What they are concerned about is one thing and one thing only, and that is power. Okay, they're not even concerned about money per se, because money obviously is of concern to them tangentially, because it allows them to acquire power. But without power, money is meaningless to them. So promoting communism, promoting socialism, promoting all of these systems are only a gateway drug, as I use metaphorically. To say that China is being used as an instrument, and I don't even know if the Chinese communist leadership really understand that. They're being used as an instrument to merge us into an international system.
And then they love the control. They love the elitism. They love all the. But just as Hunter and Biden and Barack and all these people are ignorant of the truth, they're sold on this idea that, you know what, somehow the powers that be, they don't really refer to God, but the cosmos, some would say Satan, others would say, but what they believe is that they're supposed to lord over us for our own good. But that's just perpetuated by the dishonest, godless, satanic bankers, ladies and gentlemen. We need to understand that it is the globalists, like the Rothschilds, that's the huge banking family, if you're not familiar with it, the Warburgs, another huge banking family, the Rockefellers and the Schiffs and all these banking families who really control all nations, Chris.
Yeah, and their God is themselves. They hold themselves up as their own gods. They don't care about the people, but they lure them in with these promises of egalitarianism, equal rights for minorities, rights for homosexuals, transgenders, etc. And people like Eileen Gu, who gets sucked into this notion that, China is all about egalitarianism, is socialism, leveling the playing field. And, maybe she was brainwashed in high school. Obviously, she went to high school in California, where that obviously was going on. And that is pretty typical of this generation of young people. I don't count our children in that, because we sent them to a good Christian-based private school. But the majority of American youth today, Sam, as you and I both know, are being brainwashed into believing that communism Socialism, collectivism in general, is a superior system over capitalism.
It's a satanic lie that has been perpetuated in your government schools, the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, for generations, ladies and gentlemen. We've documented the international ties, the global ties, the elitist ties, all the way down to an individual female that's a youngster that now literally grew up in America, goes to school in America, but really she's Chinese when she's in China, don't you know? Her citizenship's in question. Hunter's citizenship now must be in question, too. Is he been given a, quote, adopted-in citizenship in China? How does he so easily move about the communist leaders, tied to the military, tied to... Okay, this is very strange, brew. But, Chris, let's just show how deep the ties are on a personal level now, shall we?
Okay, I'm going to share a personal experience, and this sounds a little... I don't know if it sounds unbelievable nowadays. I was at the at a workout facility on Brigham Young University campus. This is about 2 years ago, Sam. And there was this Oriental gentleman that was working out. And I approached him. I said, oh, you know, my name's Chris. You know, and he gave his name. And he said he was from China. He was a foreign exchange student there at BYU. So we were talking about this, that, and the other thing. And I said, oh, by the way, how do you feel about your government? And all of a sudden... He became visibly nervous, Sam. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't talk about that. I am being monitored. I kid you not. He said, I am being monitored. And it was very clear that he knew that somebody was listening in on this conversation that we were having, Sam. I don't know how. Maybe through a cell phone, through another electronic device.
No, through other informants that are around. They're lurking in the shadows. They're friends. They're associates. They're about, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line is what we're telling you from all the way up to the interview I did with Josh Phillip of the Epoch Times, who is an expert on the communist nation of China. He said we're infiltrated at every level. Now you look at the Bill Gates scenario in the tech world. You look at the Pelosi in the House of Representatives, the Barack and the Joe Biden in the executive branch. We go all the way through to this skier, this little girl, that seems to have, I don't know, dual citizenship, or maybe she doesn't have an American citizenship. I don't know. To Barack Obama's citizenship being questioned, all the way down to the experience on the local level that Chris Carlson has had, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking red-handed. How American elites get rich. But more importantly, Peter Schweizer's book, not only does it top the New York Times bestseller list, but understand that it's hard-hitting investigative expose on the relationship between the CCP, that's the Chinese Communist Party, and the American elite. Ladies and gentlemen, there's ties to the communist globalist cabal led by Satan himself at every level. They have infiltrated every organization. Now, you might have a little organization here or there that's not infiltrated, but I'm telling you right now, literally at the top of every organization. And sometimes even when good people take stories from the mainstream press, it's funded, it's fueled, it's propaganda by the communist Chinese. I've got documentation where many, many of the big newspapers and media companies in America have been taking millions, billions of dollars from the communist Chinese to put them in a good light in the media in America. Final word's yours, Chris. This is insane. It's criminal and it's treason.
And it's working. And we think that it will never happen here in America. It is happening. We've killed 62 million babies in the last 49 years, Sam. We've killed countless tens of thousands with this vaccine. Innocent people are dying under our own regime. And it's just getting worse. Without God, Sam, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight against godless communism. Lieutenant Carlson and liberty-loving Americans everywhere, continuing our duty, sir.
The good news, ladies and gentlemen, is we win in the end. Amen to that. For Chris Carlson and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Donate liberally. Every penny helps us grow our presence in the media. Will you please? And for Sam and Chris, God save the Republic of the United States of America.